The Lone Ranger was a masked man who was out to bring bad guys to justice. Ed Kennard is a masked man who is out to bring bad guys to power. A multimillionaire financier who was a top henchman in Bain Capital, Mitt Romney's old outfit of corporate plunderers, Kennard is currently riding with a small but fearsome Citizens United gang, which has taken over presidential politics. Unlike the James Gang and other robbers of yore who stole from banks and railroads, these thieves are bankers and high-rolling railroaders. Thanks to the Supreme Court's edict in the infamous Citizens United case, they are now able to use unlimited amounts of their corporate wealth to create super PACs that are proving to be devastating weapons against democracy. Kennard is one of a handful of financial elites who've put $1 million or more into Romney's super PAC, enabling it to whack his opponents and take the GOP nomination with an unprecedented barrage of venomously negative advertising. Kennard is known as a masked robber because he tried to disguise his $1 million involvement by using the fake name of W. Spahn. Incredibly, that's not illegal. But it was so glaringly odd that Romney's campaign had to fess up to Kennard's real name. Speaking of names, the Romney super PAC is called Restore Our Future. Whose future does it mean? The mega donors, of course. This was candidly confessed by another member of the Citizens United gang, hedge fund hustler Ken Griffin, who says he's in Romney's super PAC because, quote, "I think the ultra-wealthy actually have insufficient influence in Washington." This is Jim Hightower saying, so they're using their millions to purchase a presidency that promises to extend the unregulated tax-subsidized system that enriches them at the expense of the rest of us. It's legalized thievery by the rich.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.